G'day everyone and welcome to Microsoft Virtual Academy. This is the Hybrid Cloud Workloads Websites course and my name is Andrew McMurray, or Macca if you prefer. I'm a technical evangelist for Windows infrastructure running out of Microsoft Australia. Today we're going to be going through a lot of information about how we actually build websites in a hybrid cloud environment. We'll be looking at Microsoft Azure as a way of provisioning our websites, both from an IT pro and a developer perspective. And we'll also be looking at how we deploy our websites on premises using such technologies as Windows Server 2012 R2, System Center 2012 R2, and the Windows Azure pack for Windows Server. So, without any further ado, let's go straight into Module 1. Now, Module 1 is an introduction to Microsoft Azure websites. Let's dive straight in. All right, Windows Azure websites. Looking at the challenges that we see out there at the moment from IT pros when it comes to actually provisioning websites in their infrastructure. First of all, you can see here we have a number of challenges that IT pros need to deal with. And the first is this whole idea of having to manage their hardware on premises. The problem with managing hardware on premises is that it's difficult, it's expensive, and it takes a fair bit of time and resources. And what we want to try to do is get our IT pros to a place where they can quickly and easily deploy websites without needing to worry about what the hardware looks like, what patch level it looks like, or even indeed where it is. The other challenge we see out there a lot is this concept of having to manage VMs via traditional hosting. This is still taking a lot of time and resources. And the problem that we have here is scale up and down issues. It is very hard to quickly and easily react to scenarios where we need you to scale up or scale down quickly. Of course, the other challenge we see is this concept of having to manage the OS. Patching, maintenance, things like that, time consuming, expensive. And when it comes to getting high availability right, we're really pushing up the amount of money that this can potentially cost. So what we're trying to do is get to a point where managing the OS just becomes something that is mundane, something that happens, something that we don't need to worry about and happens in the background. We also see a number of challenges for developers out there. If I'm a developer and I'm building a new website, one of my current challenges is that it takes a long time to get these resources provisioned. What I can do very quickly is dev and test. So I can build my test environment, my dev environment, my laptop. I can build my web application. I can prototype it really easily. But when it comes to actually getting that provisioned into production, I am at the mercy of IT. And sometimes that can take quite a lot of time to get done. Infrastructure adds complexity, and this is another problem that we see. We need to make sure that everything is pretty much standard in our environment. We need to ensure we have the same OS, the same frameworks, the same databases in dev, as well as test, as well as production, and maintaining those environments can be a real challenge. And of course, the other issue we see in development is that development tools and infrastructure aren't connected. It's not easy to do our development work, and it's very hard to do versioning and rollback when you're dealing with different types of infrastructure. Sometimes when we're dealing with a dev and a test environment that's being used by many, many people at once, it can be difficult for us to roll back to a known version if it's going to affect somebody else doing development on the same infrastructure. We believe at Microsoft that Windows Azure websites is effectively a platform as a service for the modern web. Microsoft Azure websites are flexible. They provide support for multiple languages, frameworks, and databases. They're scalable, making it easy for you to scale up your site to larger instances or scale out to multiple ones. And they're secure because they run on a solid foundation of Windows Server 2012 with SSL support and access to features such as Windows Azure Active Directory, making it possible to build applications for business workloads. So, why should we use Windows Azure websites? Well, I'd like to spend a few minutes digging into some of the features and capabilities that we have in Microsoft Azure websites. Specifically, that they're ready for business, they're web scale and they're worldwide, they're the best experience for developing on Visual Studio, they're faster to get you to market, and they're also open and flexible. Let's start with ready for business. We basically provide an enterprise-grade platform with secure communications via SSL and access to other Azure services. In terms of enterprise grade, we've built this on an enterprise grade platform of Windows Server, and Azure Websites provides high availability and an SLA on just a single standard instance rather than two for other compute services. Standard is the new term that we use now for reserved, and I'll talk about that often in a few more minutes. Azure Websites is available globally and provides a guaranteed 99.9% monthly SLA, and now, of course, has 24/7 professional phone and email support through our support services. Azure Websites provides both IP-based as well as SNI, server name indication-based SSL certificate support for custom domains for sites within the standard tier. And Microsoft Azure Websites makes this very easy to manage, as users need only upload their certificates within the portal to begin using SSL for their sites. One of the best features for Microsoft Azure Websites is that it is part of Microsoft Azure itself. And this is what sets Azure Websites apart from traditional website hosting, as well as what sets it apart from other cloud platform as a service providers. Developers building and deploying on top of Azure Websites have access to and can integrate with other Azure services, such as Microsoft Azure Active Directory, Blob Storage, Cloud Services, Service Bus, and the SQL Database. Azure Websites provides web scale worldwide that is automatically load balanced, always up to date, scales easily, and is the most economical way to host applications in the cloud. With Windows Azure Websites, all instances are automatically load balanced by default using the least current request algorithm. Azure Websites also support cookie-based sticky sessions as well if your web application requires them. Azure Websites is always running the most up-to-date platform for your web applications. Microsoft Azure Websites is currently running on Windows Server 2012 R2. And of course, being a platform as a service, we patch the underlying platform for you. Azure Websites also provides multiple and current versions of the latest supported frameworks. And I've got a slide later that I'll use to illustrate that. One of the best features for Azure Websites is its ability to scale. With Azure Websites, users can scale up to larger instances or scale out to more of them or do both. Windows Azure provides a robust hosting infrastructure allowing users to scale out to 10 standard instances per region. If you want or need more, you can get more by contacting support and we will allow you to scale to more instances. To illustrate how easy it is to scale with Azure Websites, you can go to the portal, create a new free site, and then go to the Scale tab and simply scale it up to a shared instance, and then select Additional Instances. As you scale your site up, we automatically provision new instances and deploy your application into it and then load balance the request to your application. You don't have to do anything, we handle it for you. You can further scale your site from a shared instance to a standard instance, essentially into its own virtual machine. For standard, you can select the size of the VM, allowing you to scale up. And just as with shared instances, you can select additional instances, allowing you not just scale up, but scale out as well. And once you have scaled your site into standard instances, you can deploy additional sites within them. Then from there, select which sites you want to scale up and down, in or out. It's the ultimate in flexibility and helps ensure you are super efficient with your resources and only paying for what you need. Azure Websites provide the absolute best experience for developers using ASP.NET, Visual Studio, and Team Foundation services. Azure Websites provides support for ASP.NET 3.5 and 4.5, making it very easy to migrate nearly any existing ASP.NET site or to do dev test for any site currently in development. For Visual Studio, users can use right-click from Visual Studio and deploy a website very quickly and very easily. Developers using our latest .NET SDK gives them even more features. You can now import your Azure subscription directly into Visual Studio to manage and configure all of your Azure websites, and do things like stop and start your sites, as well as get access to the logs generated by your applications. Azure Websites also makes it easy for teams of developers to build for Microsoft Azure with integration for Team Foundation services. With it, developers simply check in their changes and TFS automatically deploys your updates live. You can see here under Team Foundation Services integration that we can actually see a deployment happening in real time. We can see how long it takes. We can see who checked that in. We get everything that we need through Team Foundation Services integration. Azure Websites is the fastest way to build for the cloud. Users can literally create a new website in minutes. Creating a new site is easy. Simply open up the Azure Management Portal, click on New at the bottom, then Compute and Website. From there, you can do a quick create for an empty container for a site with no database, or a site with an optional database that you can further connect to your source control solution, or create from the web application gallery with a wide range of choices for nearly any type of website. And just stay with us in Module 2, and we'll be doing a demonstration of that to give you a bit of an idea of the features available to you. While Azure websites provide a great experience for Visual Studio developers, developers can use any development tools they want for web development. Developers can even use any client operating system they want. It doesn't matter. Azure websites provide support for multiple protocols and technologies to develop sites such as FTP or Git, to publish changes or Microsoft's Web Deploy, which is used for Visual Studio and TFS. Developers can work the way they want to with no training and create fast and effective sites that run in Azure websites. One of the very best features of Azure websites is its support for continuous integration through TFS or Git, which makes it very easy to keep your sites up to date with changes. Simply check in your changes to your source control solution, and Azure websites will deploy your updates automatically. Finally, Microsoft Azure is open and flexible around languages, databases, apps, and even in platforms. Let's explore each of these ways. Dynamic languages are, of course, incredibly popular among web developers. Microsoft Azure websites offer support for ASP.NET, PHP, Node.js, and Python, and even classic ASP. You can even begin deploying your own fast CGI-based runtime, say if you wanted a custom version of PHP with specific extensions installed, such as MongoDB, or to use Python 3.3. With Microsoft Azure websites, you also get a choice of databases. From within the portal itself, you can choose to use a free 20 meg SQL database or MySQL from ClearDB. You can also choose to upgrade those databases. With SQL Server, you can migrate to Azure SQL Database, or you can upgrade to one of the paid tiers with ClearDB. You can even choose a NoSQL solution like MongoDB from our Azure Store partner, MongoLabs. With Azure websites, you also have a wide choice of applications to start from, with a web app gallery of open source web solutions and templates. And finally, you get the ultimate choice of where to deploy your site, either on-premises in your own data center or in Microsoft Azure websites. Customers deploying the Microsoft Azure pack for Windows Server 2012 now have the option of running their own private website platform as a service, built with the same technology used for Microsoft Azure websites. It's the ultimate for choice and zero lock-in for our customers. Okay, so let's drill a little bit further into Azure websites, specifically around our key scenarios for our customers and partners. Global web presences roughly translates to a .com site, and this is a key scenario for us, especially for customers who are looking to migrate other business workloads onto Windows Azure. In many cases, if you're using Visual Studio and ASP.NET with SQL Server for your .com site, you can easily migrate these to Azure websites in nearly all cases. In addition, Azure brings some other features, including media services and proximity of other business data for customers with data already on Windows Azure. For some customers, having a platform with a global reach is important as well. The second scenario we think about is Azure websites for digital marketing campaigns and solutions. Often the life cycle for a digital marketing campaign is to start small and then scale massively in a very short time, then slowly dial back until finally the campaign is retired. This is a perfect scenario for Azure websites with its ability to scale sites up and down very quickly. In addition, many digital marketing activities can leverage our media services and even Azure mobile services, where an agency is looking to build rich client experiences on mobile devices to support campaigns. Finally, the choice for PHP, Node and Python, along with ASP.NET choices in databases, apps in the app gallery, and a wide range of deployment options, as well as support for CI/CD through Git and GitHub, makes it very easy for Windows Azure websites to work with the dev lifecycle for digital marketing campaigns and activities. The biggest story for Windows Azure websites is the great integration for Visual Studio development building ASP.NET websites. The ability to do single sign-on with Microsoft Azure Active Directory in your ASP.NET site within Visual Studio, combined with Service Bus Relay, makes it quite possible to now build internal-facing customer sites securely using Azure websites. We can also create custom SharePoint applications for Office 365 and host on Microsoft Azure websites as well. For the ultimate in flexibility, we can also implement Windows Azure Pack on Windows Server 2012 R2 and have an identical environment to what you get with Windows Azure websites. So in terms of customer adoption, we've had over 80,000 new customers since June of 2012. And if we look at some of the new features that we had after we GA'd this, you can see there are a whole ton of things that we support here as well. Things like SSL by IP and server name indications, 64-bit processors, auto-scale, memory dumps for debugging, log streaming, improved monitoring, and instance flexibility. So, when should we use Microsoft Azure websites? What's the right tool for the job? Well, when it comes to websites, we're ideal for essentially modern web apps. So perfect if our app consists of client-side markup and scripting, server-side scripting and a database. We have powerful capability to scale up, scale out as needed. The infrastructure is always up to date. We support the latest industry standards and the latest frameworks of PHP, Node.NET. It's always there for you. Scale up, scale out in seconds. There's zero code changes, zero effort, and of course you pay only for what you use. Cloud services. When will we use cloud services? Well, web and worker roles are ideal for specifically applications that require advanced administration, apps that require advanced networking and then require a certain amount of isolation, and as well as our multi-tier applications. You would think about infrastructure as a service when we're dealing with enterprise server applications or we're porting an existing line of business application across to Microsoft Azure, or where we need support for an underlying Windows or Linux operating system. And what we can see here is a nice little eye chart giving us an idea of the differences between what traditional websites offer us in terms of capability in Microsoft Azure, as well as the web role functionality. So let's delve a little bit deeper into how this works. Okay, so how does Microsoft Azure websites work? Now let's have a brief look at some of these options. Firstly, we are cloud first by design, but we're also available on premises through the Windows Azure Pack for Windows Server. We have SQL-based configuration and network-based storage for our websites. We enable dynamic provisioning of sites on demand, so scaling up and scaling back as we need it. We provide network-based storage, whether it be Azure Blob Storage, SMB, NAS, or SAM when it comes to our on-premises environments. And of course, we have intelligent load balancing to ensure that no one worker gets overutilized at any one particular time. So when it comes to scaling your websites, which option will you choose for? You can take one of these scaling options or you can take both, and the first is scaling up. So when it comes to scaling up, we can basically add more standard instances for our web application, which increases HTTP request throughput and is really ideal for those stateless applications or ones that are centrally managed. We don't need to store that state at any one particular time within the website itself. In terms of scale out capabilities, we use scale out when we need to increase the size of the standard instance for our web application, and we need to do a tremendous amount of increase for our HTTP request throughput. It's ideal for apps also that maintain their local state. In terms of the architecture for websites, all the databases are running on SQL Azure. We're using Azure Blobs as durable storage, and we have our Windows Azure worker roles. What we can then do through our Azure administration site is monitor the resource usage. We have a dynamic web activation service available to us, and our W3WP XE IIS application process is always executing in those back-end VMs for you at all particular times. So in summary, Azure websites provide us a flexible, scalable, and secure platform for building and hosting powerful web applications. It is ready for business. We have web scale worldwide, best Visual Studio experience, we're faster to market, and we're open and flexible. So in our next module, what I'd like to be talking to you about is exactly how we go about creating one of these websites inside Microsoft Azure. Okay, a few more resources for you to look at here. Don't forget to jump by our TechNet Evaluation Center. Please check out TechNet Virtual Labs if you want to get more hands-on with any of the technologies we talk about in any of our modules in this course. TechNet Virtual Labs is your best friend. And indeed, as we go through some of these modules, we have links within the course itself to some really relevant virtual labs. MVA itself, don't forget, we're free. It's online, all technical courses. Come back, check it out, take a free course online right now. Okay, guys, so we are done with Module 1. Thanks for joining us today. I hope you're coming back for Module 2, and we'll see you real soon. Thanks a lot.